I'm Mary Louise Kelly from NPR. Not every day, but on the best ones, journalists get to ask powerful people questions. We examine their decisions in as thoughtful and rigorous an interview as possible. We ask tough questions so you and the world can hear the answers, or lack thereof. Holding people in power accountable is both a privilege and a responsibility. Here's how you can help.
Your contribution during our Quiet Summer Pledge Drive enables us to keep you connected. Please donate now at wjffradio.org.
This is Radio Catskill, WJFF Radio. Thank you so much if you've given online at WJFFradio.org. Thank you for listening. If you don't have the ability to give anything at this time, and if you do have the ability to give something, if you've got something to give right now, if you could spare something to help us out and you have not yet done so, you're the one that we're asking right now to go to WJFFradio.org. And we're keeping you connected, and right now we're connecting to the other side of the river from where I am in Jeffersonville. We're talking to Wayne County, Pennsylvania Commissioner Jocelyn Kramer. How are you doing?
Hey, Jason, I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. We're getting through it. It's been a while since we talked to you, so it's great to hear from you again.
Yeah, I'm glad you reached out because your timing is great. You know, there's some updates, and I'm very happy to share them with your listeners and just give people a better idea of what's going on and as we continue to work our way through this crazy year of 2020 and the pandemic. So your timing's great, Jason. I appreciate the opportunity.
Before we get into any specifics, could you just tell us broadly how things have been going since we last talked, and specifically in terms of you guys have been in your green phase for a while in Wayne County. How's that been going?
Jason, I want to precede everything we talk about by saying this pandemic is still out there and it's real, and I'm very happy that our Wayne County numbers to continue to be low. However, when we last talked, I think we were very early on in the moving towards green, and that was really that was a great time. You know, we were, again, the numbers were really low. It allowed more businesses to open. We were seeing very good safety measures put into place by some of our businesses. And I think what's happened between the time we last spoke and now is we really had a false sense of security about where we were going. I think now we're all realizing that this pandemic is going to be around for a while. The spike in the numbers throughout the rest of the nation is very concerning. And, you know, 6 months ago or 4 months ago when schools were closed, I don't think any of us imagined we'd be where we are now talking about will schools open this fall. So we at the county have had to reevaluate our practices because our policies that we put in place as we went into the green were a little optimistic, you know, and we have to take a step back and be more cautious. We've stepped up our safety measures, and we're encouraging everybody to do the same. The governor in Pennsylvania, I think as most of your listeners will know, has mandated masks be worn in public when you leave your house. So simple rules are good. They're easy to follow. They're easy to remember. So I think we're not as optimistic as we were the last time we spoke. But I am seeing people adapt and people out and about with masks on, hopefully doing all the right things, Jason. That's the most significant change since we've last spoken.
Right. So what were you thinking of when you said this is a good time to be checking in? Was it that, or are there other things afoot?
Well, it's just this adjustment that we have to be thinking about this much more in terms in the long term, and the sense on how do we're not going to get back to normal necessarily, Jason. How do we re-envision our county services and programs? And we are doing that, but even businesses in the area. And I have seen people modify their businesses, and we need to think about that not just for the short term, but for the long term. The other thing that's happened that we're in the middle of right now that I want to share is that there is federal money coming down to the counties to help counties with this pandemic, with some of the financial relief for COVID. So we, like all the other counties in Pennsylvania, are setting up a fund to help reimburse some of our small businesses, especially those that are in the tourism industry. And to make the county whole from some of the COVID costs. And we're hoping there's some additional funds to make some investment in broadband in our region, because we have identified that as the number one need in terms of what we need going forward if this pandemic persists or if there's a similar instance in the future. So that's a big project, and that's, we're going to be rolling out press on that in the very near future and encouraging businesses to apply and hopefully be able to employ their people and spend the necessary money they need to on implementing safety measures. So we've been busy.
Wow. Any updates on the need to feed, is what I call it, food drive efforts in Wayne County?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Also, when we last talked, we are on the heels of having stepped up all of our Wayne County pantry efforts, and we had implemented an emergency food relief program as soon as this pandemic hit us, came right to our doorstep back in March and April, and our county pantries have been open twice as often as they were in the past. But I really want to give a special shout out to a bunch of people in the community that took that ball and moved it even farther forward. In particular, the Cooperage, and full disclosure, I'm on their board. But what they have done, since the Cooperage is an event venue, it is a gathering place for the community, and obviously we have not been able to do that. And they have really transitioned into this food hub for our community. Tomorrow's their last day of their weekly food drive. But they are now working again with the Wayne County Library Systems and the Wayne County Community Foundation to set up these garden carts at each of our 7 Wayne County libraries. So any growers out there that have any extra produce, please take them to one of these library carts, and they are there for the taking for anyone who needs. So, Jason, I think the whole community has identified this need for food, and that needs to continue. And there's an awful lot of people in the community that have supported these efforts. Really, it's been incredible, and they do continue. So I encourage people to grow, you know, take any of your leftover food. They just simply ask that it's washed when it's dropped off so that people in need can still have access to fresh produce.
Wow. And along the lines of what people need in the area and what you were saying before about relief for the area, all of these things that happen through structural government being able to know where people are and what they need, census informs that as well. I know that's an issue for you, as people responding to the census. How's Wayne County been doing on getting that census in?
Really good question, Jason. Actually, our census is still a concern here. Our Wayne County response rate right now is about 45.3%. That's on the low side. The Pennsylvania response rate is 65.4%. And just to give you some perspective, 10 years ago in the 2010 census, at the end of it, our Wayne County response rate was 54%. Doesn't sound like much, but we're lagging nearly 10 points behind that. So I'm really concerned about that, because when we've talked about the census in the past, we really stress how $675 billion federal dollars are spent. And we've talked about, you know, firefighters and school lunches and congressional representation, how all of that is impacted by the census numbers. But in this public health scenario that we're in, there's an awful lot of assistance to research and public health facilities. So the need is greater than ever. I encourage everybody to complete the census. I will give you guys a website and a phone number. If you have not completed the census and you're a Wayne County resident, or actually wherever you are, please do. The website is 2020census.gov. And the phone number, if you don't have good internet access or you'd rather do it over the phone, is 844-330-2020. So where we are right now is there was a lot of question about whether the census takers would actually be out and about in the field too, Jason, because of the pandemic. So they will be. They're going to start knocking on doors in August, and we'll probably do that through October. So, again, if you don't want somebody knocking on your door,
I was just gonna say
it would be great to complete the census online or via the phone. Thanks for bringing it up, because it's really important to us locally that we have a correct count, that we know who's here, and that we get the funding that we deserve. I think that I've mentioned this on a previous call, but for each person that completes the census in Wayne County, we get $2,100. So in 10 years, before the next census, that's $21,000 that we would be missing out on if we did not, if someone does not complete the census. So it's really, really important to us that people do that. So thanks for asking about it and bringing it up.
Well, and thanks for just putting it in terms of, you know, they're going to start knocking on doors. If you don't like the sound of that, they don't have to knock on your door if you send in your census or do it online. Now, because
exactly.
If you didn't say it, I was going to say it. And also, just to point out for people, this issue works the same on both sides of the river in terms of Sullivan County also underreporting compared to other counties in New York State. So I know officials are concerned about it on both sides of the river. And this might also be something of note for listeners in Northeast PA, because when we were talking to people getting more information about the census last month, one of the things that we were surprised to learn that people had just gotten word from on the census was that the census actually does want people to return a census for both locations if they have a second home. We have many second homeowners in these rural counties, in Wayne County and Sullivan County and Pike. So that's something else that the census made note of that I was surprised to hear, but that's something to know. So if you've
Jason, I didn't know that either. That's good to know. There's a couple interesting quirks about the census. One of them is that I learned recently they're not mailing. You know that original mail thing we all get before the census really kicks in and the press starts? Is they're not mailing that to P.O. Boxes. So many people who live in rural communities have a P.O. box. They have a P.O. address, and the census simply does not mail to those P.O. box addresses. So we have tried to do some additional press in the areas where those are, you know, where there's more P.O. boxes addresses than others. I didn't know that. And the actual census day is they want to know where were you on April 1st. And, you know, there is some criteria about how much, for like you said, for part-timers, if you spend, I forget what the ratio is, but I think it's 60-40. If you're spending, you know, more than 60% of your time in this particular address, that's where they consider you to be the primary resident of. So, yeah, it's interesting. And it's been a really interesting process, and it's been fun. We do have a representative from the census that works with our region to help us get the word out. And we've also formed a complete count committee with some of our people in the community that have helped us get the word out as well. So cross your fingers and stay tuned. I'll let you know what the final count is after October, but hopefully we get our numbers up to where they are.
Okay, we've got just 1 minute left. In that time, is there something you wanted to say about what's up with Seeds? I know Seeds is located in the Cooperage, neighbors of ours, and you're involved with our organization. You want to tell people real quick what's up?
So Seeds is very near and dear to my heart, and I'm on their board of directors as well. Seeds is a nonprofit environmental education organization based in Wayne County, serving the region. And during this pandemic, if you haven't, I really encourage you to visit our website at seedsgroup.net. And there, right there on our homepage is a button to sign up for our monthly newsletter. It's really excellent information. And right now, again, because we're limited to outdoor events and some of the forums that we've always done, our executive director, her name is Olga Toshina, is doing a great job of putting up sustainability videos on Facebook. So that's on our Seeds Group's Facebook page. So, again, please like that stuff, and you'll see it. There's some great stuff about there, interviews with local farmers. And right now, the Cooperage and Seeds, please remember to think about the nonprofits that matter to you most right now in the community, because they're not able to have those annual fundraising events and such.
We're going to have to get going, Jocelyn.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
I appreciate the time. Let's do an update again. Thank you to all your listeners. And again, I continue to encourage everybody to be safe and be smart.
All right. Thank you much. Jocelyn Kramer, Wayne County PA Commissioner.